She's still there. It looks like it. 888-914-9149. Now, I want to go back to the story that I shared with you a minute ago about the statue that had the word idol scrawled on it with spray paint. It was black spray paint. So a white statue of Our Lady, and this epithet, idol, was spray painted over the top of it. Now, there are people out there, numerous people out there, who in fact do believe that the Catholic Church is engaging in idolatry by having statues of Mary and Jesus, or any other statue for that matter. So it's important for you as a Catholic to understand how you can respond to people who make that claim. And why is it that, although the Bible does say that graven images are wrong, so for example, in Exodus chapter 20, God says to Moses, do not carve any graven images of anything in the sky above or on the earth beneath or in the waters beneath the earth. Do not bow down before them and worship them. So this is a clear injunction against idolatry and worshiping a thing, in this case, a hunk of plaster or a piece of metal, what have you, to worship that as if it were God. How would you respond to that? Well, the first thing to know is that in that passage, this is Exodus chapter 20, indeed, God does condemn idolatry. And it just so happens that the Israelites at that time, they were prone to a particular kind of idolatry. Now, keep in mind that you can idolize anything. You can turn just about anything into a false god, and you can worship that in place of God. Could be sexual pleasure, could be power, could be money, could be your new car, could be your gadgets, it could be the gaming system that you spend all your time on. What did Jesus say? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be. So we can turn politics into idols, and there are many people for whom that is their religion, and so on and so forth. So we see clearly that God is forbidding idolatry, but he's zeroing in on a particular kind of idolatry which took the form of worshiping graven images. And as I said, the Israelites were prone to this because the nations around them liked to do that. They had their Moloch statues. They had various statues of different false gods that they would bow down and worship. And it's the height of stupidity because obviously this is something that was fashioned by human hands. It's not higher than human beings. It's way lower. It's an inanimate object. So how ridiculous is that, that you would bow down before something that you made? It's not above you. It's not, didn't create you. You created it. And you would worship that. And so this folly, the golden calf comes to mind as an example, is what God is specifically giving as an example. Now, this doesn't mean that idolatry can be restricted simply to a graven image, but that's one form of it. But how do we know as Catholics that it's actually okay, biblically speaking, for us to have images of our Lord on the cross, for example, or Jesus in the manger at Christmas time, or the Blessed Virgin Mary, or any statue for that matter? How can we know this biblically? Now, we know it from apostolic tradition. In fact, it was in the 8th century when the last of the really prominent church fathers, St. John Damascene, when he led the charge against the iconoclastic heresy, which had sort of reared its ugly head again. Iconoclasm is from the Greek, which means image breaking. And the iconoclasts, they argued that because passages like Exodus chapter 20 and others forbid the carving of graven images, that any carving of any graven image, or even for that matter, two-dimensional images like icons, boards that are painted, as it was common in the early church, that those were a violation of this commandment because people would worship those icons or worship those images instead of God, and they were all against that. And we should be against that, but they took it too far. And they condemned the church for its rightful recognition that images of Jesus and Mary and the saints are proper. And they tried to use arguments. So St. John Damascene, one of the great final church fathers, and when we think about the patristic era, he inveighed against this heresy, and eventually the Second Council of Nicaea, when it was convoked in the year 787, it formally condemned this heresy of iconoclasm. So what were some of the things that the council pointed out and some of the polemics that led up to the council? What did they point out? Well, first of all, God could not have been condemning graven images per se, because just five chapters later, after he says, "You shall not have other gods beside me, you shall not carve idols for yourselves in the shape of anything in the sky above or on the earth below or in the waters beneath the earth. You shall not bow down before them and worship them." Okay, this is Exodus 20, beginning in verse 3. Well, just five chapters later, Exodus 25, what does God say? He says to Moses, "Okay, now I want you to carve graven images." What? Yeah, now I want you to carve graven images. And these are going to be made out of gold. And they're going to be angels, the cherubim, who will be seated atop, or they will be placed atop, facing toward each other on top of the Ark of the Covenant, over the mercy seat on top of the Ark of the Covenant. And these statues of angels will remind you and all the people of Israel, all God's people, of the holiness of the Ark. And the Ark itself was holy, but it was only really holy because of what was in it. And that was the Ten Commandments, the tablets, the Word of God in Scripture. And there was some manna in there, and there were a few other things that were put into the Ark. And it was so holy that God designated that there would be graven images of angels. So these are religious statues that were placed on top of the Ark. So this is just one incident in the Old Testament of several in which God either permits the carving of graven images, and these are religious images, or he commands it. So there we can see that clearly God was not saying don't have any graven images, because that would involve him in a contradiction to say no graven images, and then, wait a minute, forget what I said about no graven images, now you can have graven images. What he was condemning was idolatry. And there are people who do, sadly, worship graven images. There are people who worship the stock market. There are people who worship sports. There are people who worship anything that you can think of. Somebody somewhere is worshiping that in place of Almighty God. I know it sounds weird, but it happens. And then you may say, yeah, that's so weird. Well, look in your own heart, as I have to look into my heart. There are things that we are tempted, you're tempted, to worship in place of God himself. So just keep that in mind. Now, there's a lot more to say about that topic, but I'll leave it at that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back to more of your phone calls. The number is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Also, for what it's worth, I did a public debate with a Protestant apologist by the name of James White on this very topic. We debated the question of, it was a broader topic of the communion of saints, but we did a debate that included a discussion about whether or not it is biblically permissible to have graven images. So I'll post a link to that in case any of you are interested in hearing it. This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio, and I'll be right back.